Are you a mum looking for some parenting inspiration, tips and advice, stories on the ups and downs we face in our lives as parents, some humour and a little bit of fun? Then you may have just found what you're looking for. Hi and welcome to the Parenting in the Thick of It show. I'm your host Louise Clark, a certified parent coach known to many as your parenting partner. As a mum to three teenagers, you can bet I've probably been there, done that, and heard it all. Trust me, there'll be few things that I haven't experienced firsthand. I created this podcast because I just love to help mums like you find ways to navigate life in the thick of it and find a way out of it. Episode 473, Don't Lose Sight of the Problem. This is part three of an eight-part series that I am doing on the book called The Screen Solution by Melanie Hemp. We are discussing the chapters in this book to help you get your kids off their phones. Now, maybe you don't have the book in your hand, and if you don't, I actually think that it's important for me to share the conclusion of this book closer to the beginning of this series. And I'll explain why. Because if you listen to part one, we set the ground rules, the playing field, the foundation. And in part two, we look at the role you have to play in this, whether you're a parent, coach, or both. And in part three, which was in the book, you know, going to talk about how you prepare to make the changes, I want to really help you get a clear on what the problem is and don't lose sight of the problem. What I see in my coaching practice, in my group coaching and my one-on-one coaching, is that we can become very concerned or caught up in wanting a takeaway, wanting the answer to the question. And I see this as being a process that is going to take time. Your kids' screen diets has taken a while to create. You have co-created them with them. And I've said this so many times, to quote Dr. Shefali Sabari, technology is not the enemy. It's our inability to set boundaries around it that is the problem. And COVID, the time I'm recording this in the pandemic, has absolutely exacerbated this problem, because I think for many parents, they have totally erased the limits that they might have had for their kids in managing their screen diets, because we feel sorry for them. We know they can't go see their friends, so we let them hang out with their friends online. We know they can't go and play volleyball and basketball and field hockey, rugby, cricket, whatever they're playing. They can't do that. They can't socialize, so we let them spend more time online. They can't take exercise, so we let them spend more time online, because they are craving to fill the void that going to school filled, that going to extracurricular activities filled. And it has been easy for us to say, okay, during these times, you can have more time on your screen. But it's created a problem. It's created no system. It's created a situation where now we're in it. To get out of it is a huge, huge challenge. It's going to take a lot of effort. It's much easier just to give in and let them have full access to screens, let them stay up all night. You're like, okay, he's 16. I can't make him sleep. No, you can't. But the problem is, when you are not parenting in alignment with what you truly believe and what your gut and intuition is telling you, and most of us, it's screaming, this is not right. It is not right for a teenager to be spending as much time on a screen as they currently are. That underlying, that track, that belief, that knowing is running beneath the surface in your mind all the time. And what does it do? It leaves us feeling overwhelmed, de-energized, frustrated, and at our wit's end. So we have to not lose sight of the problem here. It's a big problem. And to get around it, it will take time and it will take effort. And it's going to take dealing with a lot of pushback. So I'm going to share with you a few of the things in the conclusion just to remind you that you can't afford to lose sight of the problem. So Leonard Sachs, in his book, The Collapse of Parenting, quotes at the beginning of the chapter on page 85, "We have allowed kids to be guided by same-age peers via games and phones, rather than insisting on the primacy of guidance from adults. As a result, American kids now grow up to be less imaginative, less adaptive, and less creative than they could be." So, guys, I'm here to say, if your kids are obsessed with their screens, they need to be rescued from their virtual world. Paragraph 2 on page 85. When does this have to happen? Now, by you. It's not too late. It's never too late. It is not going to go away on its own, and it is not going to get any better if and when they go back to school in person. Because this addiction to screens is demotivating our children for life. We have to get them off their video games and smartphones, and so that they can develop real life skills and real life relationships. Don't be afraid to go against the digital culture, Melanie Hemp says. She says you have to stay strong. Their behavior is telling you that they're struggling. When you ask your child to get off their phone, how do they react? Do they get mad? Are they aggressive? I've spoken to parents whose lovely daughters have kicked them. I've spoken to parents whose kids have put fists through drywall. I've spoken to parents whose kids are self-harming and refusing to eat unless they get given their phones back. Pardon me. So I don't want to be alarmist here, but I'm saying that, and as I say in many episodes, we got to look beneath the behavior. The behavior, the disrespect, the fact that they can't cope without a screen is telling you way more. It's telling you that they are distressed. They think their phones will solve the problem. The problem is they are lonely, anxious, frustrated. Many of them are depressed, and they are using to feel a sense of belonging. But we know it's a false sense of belonging. It's a false sense of popularity. They're using it to soothe. So we have to make the changes. So in your role as a coach, you have to take it seriously. And understanding the brain science, which I have discussed with you, both from this book and in various episodes on my podcast before this one, and in my book, Parenting the Modern Teen, ask yourself, how are screens helping your child? Or how are screens hurting your child's development? And then hit the pause button on screen habits. Hit the pause on the things that are stealing your child's motivation, belonging, sense of worth, their self-esteem, and they're stealing your family joy. Most of all, realize the seriousness of family attachment and the short time you have left to influence your kids. So she goes on to say that, you know, you're not going to get much help from the culture at large, so you need to get the support. So in episode 472, we have to enroll the support. We have to get the support. We have to surround ourselves with people who are like-minded, with parents who are like-minded. And we have to change our home environment and welcome our child back into the family team. You'll be amazed when your child starts to develop new life skills, because they have to. There's nothing else for them to do. And you have to ask yourself, do you want your child to be equipped with life skills for the real world? Or life skills for the virtual world? And I know for me, I want my kids to be able to know when they need to go to sleep, be able to set their alarm clock and wake up on their own, to be able to get themselves ready to go to school or go to a job, to be self-reliant, to be resilient, to be responsible. I need my kids to take charge of their homework and get it done and hand it in. I need them to step up to the plate. I need them to be able to tolerate frustration and delay gratification. And on page 87, the author says, this is not a scrimmage. This is the championship game that you have to win. And you may not feel prepared for the enormity of what you have to do here, but you have everything you need to for the job. She says, you won't be perfect. No one is. You'll have doubts when your child starts to get angry, but don't give in. One thing is true. You will never give up on seeking the best path for your child. We all want the best for our kids. The problem is we are not making sure that we are giving them what is best for them. We're allowing them to spend way too much time in the virtual world. Ask yourself, what do you want your kids to be able to do when they graduate high school? Do you want them to be balanced and prepared? Do you want them to have the life skills and values you taught them and the self-control they practiced? They are not going to be able to self-regulate and control themselves unless they have to do it in the face of coming out of the virtual world, so that they won't suddenly binge on screens because they've had enough time practicing a lifestyle that provides rewards way better than screens. They'll want to fill their lives with what matters most, which is time spent making memories with people. We have to give them the sense of belonging. And most important of all, they have to feel like they belong to the family. I'm quite sure many of you are listening are feeling just like many of the parents I work with, that their family is fragmented, that their family doesn't feel like a family. That the parents are on their own and the kids are in their rooms and everyone's on their devices, lonely and looking for company online, when the company they need is right under their noses. So we have to keep our sight on what we know is best for our kids. We have to not succumb to the easy path, which is the path we're on. It's easy in the sense that we don't have to do very much and they're on that path. But it's not bringing us any joy, any connection, any grace, any flow, any ease, any joy. And we have to ask ourselves this, and I'm going to ask you a really difficult question here. And I ask this to all the parents I work with. I say this to them. So the devices and your kids' phones are causing you major conflict. And they go, yeah. I'm like, it's the biggest source of conflict and the biggest source of arguing and nagging and yelling and shouting and everything. And they go, uh-huh. And it's the biggest source of your kids not listening and not cooperating. Yes. And what is it that causes them to not do their homework and hand in assignments or put any effort into learning for a test? And they say, the gaming or the social media or whatever it is. And I go, yeah. And then I ask them, who's paying for the phone? And they say, we are. So we are paying for the very thing that is causing us the most heartache, the most overwhelm, the most frustration, and the most challenges we've yet to face in our lives with our kids. I'm in the same boat. I'm paying for my kids to spend too much time in the virtual world. Now, I have got boundaries. And they still spend too much time in there, but they're not spending nearly as much time as some. But for me, it's still too much. So we have to take the plunge. We have to make the change. We have to be the change. And we keep looking for the takeaway. I just want the takeaway. I was discussing this with a psychologist this morning, how parents say, just give me one takeaway. And she and I were laughing because there is not just one takeaway. It's a way of being. It would be too easy for me to sprinkle fairy dust on you or take your child to a therapist and they sprinkle fairy dust on them. No, getting them to be able to control themselves in the face of technology is a huge challenge. It's not in a takeaway. It's an ongoing daily commitment to what you know is best for your child. You have to watch your child. And in a few years' time, you're going to be the one that has to be able to sit comfortable in knowing that you have done your best. And if you were to wind the clock forward and look back and go, oh my God, I just wish I'd put more effort into getting them off their screens. I don't want anyone to have to look back and wish they'd done more. So this is your chance to do more. So over the next 6 weeks, I'm going to be posting episodes on the show, all conducive to you being screen strong and to you finding a new way forward. So what I suggest you do is actually listen to all these episodes. It's going to take us up to about the 23rd of December. So, but if you're listening to this at another stage, you're going to be able to, over the course of 8 episodes, listen to them all, tune into them all, make some notes, buy the book, and absorb it all, and then go through each chapter again and put it into action. Will it be easy? No. Will you find it probably one of the hardest things you've ever done? Yes. Are your kids going to hate you for it? Yeah, they probably will. But once you get over the worst of it, it will become easier. And if your child is showing signs of aggression, pardon me, then you have to get help from a registered or clinical counselor or a licensed medical professional. Your child might need more help than you can give them. So with you and your support team, it might be just you and your partner. It might be you on your own. It might be you with your child. It might be you, your partner, a counselor, and your child. It might be the teacher. You will all have your part to play in helping them get over this hurdle and get their lives back. You want to welcome the child you knew back into your life. So don't lose sight of the problem here. This is not an instant fix. And that's why I wanted to share the conclusion before we jump in any further. Because we have to know what we want. Like, what do we want at the end of it? So it's a load of steps. And you need to take the steps. But hopefully you'll understand now why I've shared the conclusion before I've shared the rest of it. And if you're reading the book, you might jump to the conclusion, but you can immediately come back to chapters 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But if you're just listening to the podcast, you can't do that. So I've chosen to give you the end right now. It's sort of in a quarter of the way into it. So hopefully you'll understand, and once you've listened to them all, you'll have a much better picture and understanding of what you need to do. Don't forget, I have a new cohort of group coaching that will be starting on January the 11th, running on Mondays and Thursdays for an hour live each week for 6 weeks. We will be focusing on all of this in that 6 weeks, I can absolutely guarantee it, but you have a whole load of basics to put into place before you can even reach that point. So if you're keen to join me, then I would love to have you. You can email me, louise@yourparentingpartner.com, and all the information you're going to need regarding the author of this amazing book, my coaching programs, my Facebook groups, whatever it is you need, all the links and things are in the podcast notes. So hop over there. And if you're online doing that at the same time, why don't you go over to iTunes and leave a review if you find this helpful. And don't forget to share it with friends and family. Go and get a couple of friends to do this with you. And then each week have a Zoom call and discuss what you've learned on the episodes in the week. So thank you for listening. I wish you all well wherever you are in the world. Take care. Be safe. Till next time. Bye for now. That's it for today's episode on the Parenting in the Thick of It show. If you enjoyed the show, please do share it with your friends and family. And remember, if you find yourself stuck in the thick of it and can't see a way out of it, please send me an email. I would love to help you. My email is louise@yourparentingpartner.com. And don't forget to take a look at the Parenting in the Thick of It family organizer that I created. It's an evergreen family calendar guaranteeing 12 months of use from whenever you start. It also includes beautifully illustrated, informative, and interactive monthly parenting theme pages to guide you through the year. It's the perfect organizer for busy families to keep track of all their activities, plus help parents be the best parent they can be. It's more than just a calendar. You can find the link for this and the other social media platforms that I am on below the description in this episode. Thank you so much for listening today, and I look forward to being with you all soon. Bye for now.